T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry ladder.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband is now my kid's uncle. Dear, yeah. One more time. My husband is now my kid's uncle. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, I have a problem and I've been praying over it for years, but I can't seem to get over it. I married a man when I was 26 years old and he was 41 years old. We had a great married life, a nice big home, and 3 lovely children. I thought our fairy tale would never end, but it did. We were married for 8 years, and on his birthday, he asked me for a divorce and served me papers. I was shocked that he already had the papers drawn up. 6 months after our divorce was final, my sister gave birth to a healthy, beautiful baby girl. When I saw the baby, I noticed that the baby had the same birthmark on her foot that all 3 of my children do. 2 months later, my sister married my ex-husband.
God.
At the wedding, only 2 of our family members attended. My mother didn't even go.
Hold on.
Okay, at the wedding. Okay, where do you want me to start? 2 months
probably
later.
Probably the beginning.
I know. This is crazy, Steve. This is so crazy. All right, I'll start here. We were married. We were married for 8 years, and on his birthday, he asked me for a divorce and served me papers. I was shocked that he already had the papers drawn up. 6 months after our divorce was final, my sister gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. When I saw the baby, I noticed that the baby had the same birthmark on her foot that all 3 of my children do. 2 months later, my sister married my ex-husband.
God.
At the wedding, only 2 of our family members attended. My mother didn't even go. It has now been 5 years, and I've heard my sister has had three more kids. I haven't seen my ex-husband or my sister in many years, but my children have. Oh, and yes, I have driven by her house several times, only to see that my ex-husband has built her a huge new house. I guess she's happy now that she has everything I had. Why can't I get over this? Why do I feel like the minute I see my sister, I'm going to punch her in her face? Why am I so hurt that my children's father is also my children's uncle? I just don't know how to get past this. Please help me.
Woo.
Yeah, this right here, is a hot stinking mess. Okay, I just have to tell you, you're not wrong in how you feel. You're not wrong at all. Anyone who has gone through what you've gone through would feel the exact same way in your position. Your emotions are real. They are valid. Your ex-husband is vile. And so is your sister. Imagine being married to someone for 8 years only to get a divorce paper on his birthday party. Of course you're shocked. Of course, you know, they've been doing this behind your back all this time. 6 months after your divorce is final, then your sister gives birth to a beautiful baby girl. Who does this to their sister, their own blood? She stole your husband. Your husband's sleeping with her behind your back. This is awful. At the wedding, I understand if only 2 of your family members attended. Your mother didn't even go. So your kids, let's get this straight. Your kids are their cousins, their aunts, uncles and aunts. This is craziness.
Not a good reunion.
Yeah, this is not a good family reunion at all. I probably would have driven by her house several times too to, you know, yeah, it's hard to get over something like this. I mean, I'm surprised that you even had the strength to write the letter, and it's a great letter. I'm sorry you had to go through this. This is awful. Who does this? to their sister, to their wife. This is craziness. You're hurt because they hurt you. And you're hurt because of that. They hurt you. This is terrible. You don't know how to get past it? I don't know how either. I don't know how I would. And you know I'm all about love and forgiveness and all of this. But this right here would be a real hard one to forgive, to get past.
Just to beat down. Just to beat down.
Yeah. Okay. What? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is just vile and crazy and ugly. Steve, ugh.
All right, I'm 61 years old. Mm-hmm. I have been around a long time. I've seen a lot of things. I've heard a lot of things. This is a first. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just start with the end of the letter. I don't know how to get past this. Please help me. Somebody need to get their ass whooped.
Amen.
I don't even know how to. That's the only way I could see me coming through this.
That's it.
Yeah, this really the only way I see me.
It's got to happen.
Coming through this at all. I mean, for me to even begin the healing process.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have to. Make several attempts. To get at both y'all, the sister and the ex.
Yeah.
You know, he got all this house building money where he can build everybody big houses. I would have been shut that down.
What would you have done, Steve?
Oh, reported him on Facebook. I'd have destroyed him on social media. Mm-hmm. Very similar. What? I'm just don't know.
Hey, boy.
Okay, this is not about you. Let me remind you.
I turned away off the mic.
Okay.
I don't know what it
is. But we heard you, though. We still heard you.
Because it's a mic.
Yeah. A multi-directional mic.
This,
that.
Lady, you was married to this man when you was 26. He was 41. You had a great married life, big house, 3 kids. Thought the fairy tale when they married 8 years on his birthday. He asked you for a divorce, sir, your papers. He already had the papers drawn up. 6 months after the divorce was final, your sister gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. You saw the baby. The baby got the same damn birthmark on her foot that all 3 of your kids had. I'd have started with the baby.
Oh, Steve, not the baby.
Look at his foot.
The baby has nothing
to do. How did the baby get this foot?
Steve, calm it down.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how to do it. I'm telling you, somebody, I got to start paying. I'll deal with the rest of it when I come back. I don't know how to.
All right, Steve. Well, okay, we're going to give you a moment to calm down, okay, because this is a crazy letter, and what do you do, okay? We'll have part 2 of your response coming up.
I'm just going into this. 26 years old, married to man. He 41, had a great married life, big house, 3 beautiful kids. Thought the fairy tale would never end, but it did. Mm. Married for 8 years. Mm. On his birthday, he asked me for a divorce and served me papers. You know why he did it on the birthday? Because he was spending the birthday with your sister. Now, I can't be over here and there at the same time. How can I not be over here? I got it. Draw up these damn divorce papers. That stop all the party atmosphere over here. I can go over here and have his birthday with your sister. I was shocked he already had the papers drawn up. 6 months later, after our divorce was final, my sister gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. When I saw the baby had the same birthmark on her foot that all 3 of my children do. Now, see, right here, I starts hurting people.
Right there.
Right there.
Right here. Now, let's just say this right here. When I look down, and I see the same birthmark on this beautiful baby girl that's on all of your children. Somebody got to pay with their foot.
Okay. Okay.
Now, it can't be the baby.
I'm with him now.
So right here, I'm going to start with, I need a foot from somebody.
There you go. Thank you, boss, man.
Either my sister or my damn husband. But somebody finna give up a foot. Because I got to start hurting people immediately.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I noticed 2 months later, my sister married my ex-husband.
God.
2 months after the baby was born.
Yeah.
At the wedding, 2 of our family members attended. Would have been 3.
You'd have went.
I'd had to go. Because I got to start hurting some people.
Got to get some feet.
At the wedding. So crazy. I'm going to be in the balcony somewhere with something that shoot. Might not be a gun, but it's going to be like a slingshot, a pellet rifle, something. Mm-hmm. At the wedding, only two of my family members attended. Okay, which two was them? Because our ass ain't speaking no more. I need the name of the two people that took their butt to this wedding, because me and you is through.
Yeah.
Wow.
My mother didn't even go because she knew. Go down there if you want to, mama. It's now been 5 years. And I heard my sister has had three more kids.
That's so hurtful. That's
a lot. I tell you what, they better not have that on their feet.
That birthmark.
I know it better not be three more people with some birthmark.
You're so stupid.
Because now it's going to be three more people in some trouble. Everybody with a birthmark on the foot, I takes another foot. So that four kids, right? Three more and four. So now my sister and my ex-husband, ain't neither one of them got no more feet.
Oh, man.
Would you stop?
Man.
I haven't seen my ex-husband or my sister in many years. That's impossible.
What do you mean?
We ain't seen each other. You know how many attempts I would have made on their life?
Yeah. Yes.
How the hell I'm going to try to kill you and I ain't seen you? You can't get a shot off if you ain't seen nobody. So right there, I haven't seen my ex-husband, but my children. So the children been going over there visiting.
Uh-huh. Because that's their daddy, Steve. That's their daddy.
Yeah. Huh?
That's out too, though.
So they've been over there visiting their daddy.
Uncle, yeah. Uncle.
Who's married to your aunt.
Right.
Who really is your uncle.
Right, and your daddy.
And your daddy.
Right.
So what, Uncle Daddy?
Uncle Daddy.
Or Daddy Uncle.
Uncle Daddy.
Uncle Daddy.
Oh, yes. I've driven by her house several times. Drive by. Now we talking.
Oh, you're with that.
See,
huh?
I've driven by. You ain't had nothing hanging out the window?
Yeah. Let's do it.
You ain't had nothing. You ain't had a grenade in your hand.
A grenade? Where'd you get that from?
What's that bottle
you ain't have
like?
An assault rifle. You know, hell, they keep talking about the Second Amendment. You're right. You ain't have an assault rifle. What's it
called? Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, the cocktail where you light it, light the bottle and throw it.
Only to see that my ex-husband has built her a huge new house. With what?
I
got all that. Uh-huh. I got all that money. I'm child support, alimony.
Yeah.
I guess she's happy now that she has everything I had. How you ain't got it no more?
What happened?
How he leave you with the baby? You ain't got no house, no money, no child support, no alimony. If you'd have told this story in any court of law, he'd still be paying you.
Yeah.
Why can't I get over this? Because you ain't hurt nobody yet.
That's the problem.
Oh,
that's
violence.
The whole damn problem. Why do I feel like the moment I see my sister, I'm going to punch in her face? Because that's what you going to do. And after you punch in her damn face, you can start healing.
She can live again.
Because look, then you can ask the Lord to forgive you.
Yeah.
See, you can start. I just don't know how to get past this. I'm so hurt that my children's father is also my children's uncle. I just don't know. You got to pray about this for real, lady.
Seriously.
And do not hurt nobody, because it ain't worth it.
Mm-mm. You're right, Steve. That part is true. You're right.
Court. Take him to court. Sue him for everything he got.
Whoop his ass.
Dude. You should have a big house.
Whoop his ass.
Hell, he gonna come with.
This is
who
terrible.
Is your stank sister though?
This is
your sister stank.
Yes, she really is. All right, we gotta go. As stank as this letter is, we gotta get out of it. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.